Hello, gang. Welcome to this week's edition of the Inside WAG Nutrition Podcast. This week, we are rounding out the year and we're going to talk about goals. We're going to talk about big goals and small goals, medium-sized goals, goals that involve fitness and diet, and goals that do not involve fitness and diet. So stay tuned and check it out. Also, if you want to share some of your goals with us, please drop a comment here on YouTube or on Spotify. Either one, we'd love to hear from you. So on with the show.
I'm gonna try to work around and just avoid, because it's mostly upper body bias stuff right now. And I finished my workout that day.
You can do upper body work?
That feels good. Yeah. So like
lower body stuff.
I was basically doing chest presses, dumbbell chest presses, and then I was supposed to move into like a Romanian deadlift set. And I was like, That's not happening. But then I had staggered stance leg presses, which was great. So I could still do that, because that's just sitting hinged and just doing kind of like a single leg biased leg press. Got through that and I felt okay. And then the rest was just like triceps and biceps. So it's chill. So I was looking at my training today. I'm like, I think I could just modify a little bit, just avoid the not going to do walking lunges. Maybe just do box steps up, or maybe I'll just do the staggered leg press again. So yeah.
So let me tell you this. Mm-hmm. Hey gang, welcome to the Inside WAG Nutrition Podcast. But gang, if you're listening to this, you got to hold your horses, because me and Chris have a very serious conversation right now.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to talk about back pain in this episode, because me and Chris are in the pain cave, and one of our goals for 2024 is to be healthy and pain-free. So we're going to talk about that more in a second. But right now we're talking about training, and what I was going to tell Chris is, if you have problems hinging, lunging can actually be a really good idea, because you can keep your torso nice and vertical. Mm. So even if you just do – it would be worth a shot. I'm not saying don't load up with weight, but if you were to warm up and
probably
then go
do it
really
without
slowly
weight.
Maybe – like a step back lunge or something where you can be in control, try it, because you might find you can still get a great leg workout without hinging. And there you go. You can kind of like work through it. And that's could be something to try. That's all I'm saying.
We'll see how I feel in like 2 hours after I eat something and then get in there. And I definitely want to. I don't want this to like delay my ability to stick to my training, even though I may modify it. I'm happy modifying, but I just want to keep on this bulk, man. I want to put the work in. Luckily I've been eating the food though, so that's been easy. I'm still getting all the calories in.
That's awesome.
Awesome, and loving it. So
Hey gang, if you've been listening to the winter bulk episodes that we've been doing with Chris, it's been really fun, and we're going to keep those going. So we won't get too into the weeds in that today, but we will soon enough. Like I said earlier, today it's all about goals, and 2024 is here, depending on when you listen to this. Mm-hmm. If you listen to it immediately, it's almost here. If you listen to it in 2 weeks, it's here. Congratulations, you made it, 2024.
Well done.
So what we decided to do is write down a couple of our goals to discuss with each other and share with you, and then we also have some goals that the other WAG coaches have shared with us, and we are going to share those as well, and hopefully maybe get your mind going, and maybe give you some ideas of things to shoot for, or some mindset tricks to help you get through January, because as we all know, we all start strong. We're gonna take on the world January 1st. Let's go.
That's right.
And then it's statistically proven, January 19th has been titled Quitter's Day, because that's how far people get with their New Year's resolutions. They don't even get 3 weeks, and it's
so
over.
Wild. What do you think that is, Josh?
Well, like I said before, you get all fired up, and you write down a ton of stuff, and then you do it all at once, and you get a week in, and you're like, hell yeah, it's going good, and then you get 2 weeks in, and you're like, it's still going okay. And then a half week later, you're like, you implode. Either the diet is too strict, your workouts are too hard, the constraints that you put on yourself for sleep are not realistic. Maybe you get sick. Things come up and things change, and people are not very good dealing with change.
No.
And thus, we have Quitter's Day. So we want to get you past Quitter's Day, gang.
Yeah, we do.
What do you think, Chris? Why do people fall off, man?
Yeah, in line with what you just said, I think it's like people put too much on their plate. You know, they just do this, they have this imaginary idea of like, okay, the year has ended and we're now into this fresh new start when you really think about it, nothing's changed. It's just dates, you know? So I think there's an accepting of that reality, of course. But yeah, it's people just taking on too much, you know? It'd be like the same thing as like if your job, if like you're doing something for so long and you're acclimated to that and that's what you know and what you do, and then the very next day your boss comes in and says, hey, 180, you are now going to do all of these different things that you've not been doing for however long, and I need you to balance those, and I need you to be consistent and find a sustainable way to do those things for this foreseeable future. And so you take on, you basically try to change 100 things about yourself overnight, starting Monday. And it's a heavy load. It's a heavy burden to carry.
Yeah.
And ultimately, what it is so unrealistic, and it's so unfair to the process of change, because the process of change is slow. Obviously, there could be some things that apply change rather quickly, but those are very rare things. You know, like winning the lottery is a quick overnight change to your financial situation. Otherwise, that might take a longer time to change, right? And it's no different with your habits, with your behaviors, with your outlook on life. You know, the way you perceive things takes time to evolve and change. And so what we've always been proponents of here at WAG and as nutrition coaches who help people is finding a sustainable through line, a means to say, let's try to take on one or two things at a time. Let's float on those for a little while. Let's make sure you get really good at some simple things first, and then we build that foundation, you know? And so every habit, every behavior is this brick that you're adding to a strong foundation, and then that kind of builds your base, you know? And then that's a launch pad to then jumping to the next level of what you can take on reasonably and sustainably. So we have many tricks and many things that we try to do with our clients. Everyone is different. Everyone has a different scenario. And so we have to be completely open-minded to the possibilities of what that individual can take on and what is reasonable. Because I think just what New Year's resolutions does is just like, okay, we got a clean slate. And then it's like, okay, I'm trying to juggle 100 things at once when maybe you should just try to juggle two balls. Get really good at that. And then your coach can throw in the third one. And then you're like, okay, I'm doing it. I'm doing it. Instead of just going, ah, this is chaos and I can't do anything. And then you're just like, screw this. I'm done.
Yes.
It was a lofty try, but I guess I'm not cut out for this. And here you go. You're back to square one again. And you feel like a failure when really you weren't. You're not a failure. You didn't fail. You just, your approach was wrong. You know? And so let's tweak your approach, you know?
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly it, man. So good stuff there, Chris. And we talk about this a lot with our clients, and we run ourselves through similar processes, you know, and we talk a lot about habit stacking. We talk a lot about habit formation. And if you tuned into last week's episode, Chris had a conversation with one of his clients about rewiring, you know, his brain, and essentially saying, you're asking to have, you know, erase, you know, 10, 15, 20 years of habits and nutritional deficiencies in 90 days. Mm. Like, you do realize that it's a tall order.
Yeah.
Right. You're at a pizza restaurant and you're asking for a hamburger.
Yeah.
It's hard.
It's hard.
It can be done, but it's hard, you know, and it's probably not going to be that good. But we got to start somewhere. So the idea is that start small, build. And I think that if you write down a goal and you're like, you look at the goal and you're like, yeah, I can do that. Mm-hmm. And there's like really no hesitation. That's great.
Yeah.
Do that.
Good for you.
Do that then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. rocket, knock that goal out of the park. You can build from there, mm-hmm. you know, but start with something that's, you know, a 9 out of 10 that you are for sure able to do. And then, you know, kind of take it from there. Yeah. But enough, I guess, hyperbole. Let's talk
about real goals.
Let's talk some real stuff here. Yeah. Do you want to go first, or do you want me to go first? I can. Either way, it's fine with me.
Well, yeah. Well, just a quick little setup for this. So, like, what we want to do in this episode is talk about goals, mm-hmm. but we want to share our goals. So, mine, Josh's goals, and then we basically surveyed a handful of our coaches on the team and asked what their goals are for the next year to just kind of share with our audience, you know, like what coaches do as people who are individuals and real humans, just like you, who, you know, sometimes get coaching, sometimes they don't, they could be self-efficate, you know, with those things and are efficient, but it's just showing you the breadth of what goals can be, whether it be fitness or nutrition related or something completely outside of that realm. And so we're going to be covering that.
It's okay to have goals outside of fitness and
100%. Yep. There's other things in life, you know?
That's right.
So, you go first. I felt like I've talked a little bit. So like, let's start with you, dude. And then, we'll go to me and we'll go on to the other coaches.
Okay. So we'll start with that. What I was just talking about, having a goal that you look at it and you're like, yeah, of course I can do that. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a very like realistic and reasonable goal. My goal, one of my goals for 2024, is I would like to lose 10 pounds.
Nice.
That's it.
Reasonable number.
Now why? It's a simple number.
Yeah. And why is that?
Why do I want to do that?
Yeah.
The reason is because right now I'm sitting at about 220, 222. And doing, a lot of you know that a co-owner of a CrossFit gym, love to do CrossFit. Lifting is very good, strong, feel good with my lifts. But when it comes to gymnastics and cardio endurance, it's not really that great. And weight has something to do with it. But I'll tell you why the 10 pounds is almost arbitrary. And I was talking to my wife, Jess, who's another WAG coach, about this earlier. It's not necessarily the number, it's what it takes to get there. Mm. It's the process of it. So I'm not so focused on the outcome as I am the process. And what do you need to do to lose 10 pounds? And that is be a little bit more strict with your diet. Make sure that your protein intake is up. Make sure that you check all the boxes. We talk about this all the time, right? On the podcast. Are you sleeping good? Are you consistent in the gym? Are your numbers calorically like reasonable and like dialed in?
What's your need? Your activity outside of the gym.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, lifestyle habits. Exactly.
Like, can I be more active outside of the gym? And the answer to that is 100%. Mm. You know, the irony, of course, as diet coaches, we sit down a lot and we type.
Yeah, we do.
So being more proactive about getting my steps in every single day, you know, and accumulating those over the course of a week is something else that I can do. So, like I said before, 10 pounds is 10 pounds. Like, I mean, if I wanted to not drink for 2 days, I could lose probably 10 pounds, you know, by the weekend.
Yeah.
But that's not a sustainable nor repeatable practice. No. So what we have to look for are ways to make that, again, reasonable and repeatable. So,
and what I'm hearing in your goal, it's not so much about the number, the 10 pounds. It's more or less the feeling that you're going to feel when you get there and what that does for your training and your abilities, your gymnastic skills and all those things. Mm-hmm. It's not so much just this number that's magical. It's just, it's an idea that helps you go towards a feeling.
That's right.
The result. And
the process of it, like doing all of those things that I just listed is probably going to get me there. Probably.
Yeah.
But I
Sounds
know
reasonable.
For sure that I'm going to, right. But I know that I'm going to feel a lot better just in general if I do that more consistently. So that is like one of my goals for 2024.
All right. That's great. Yeah. What do you think was, so the pretext to that, what do you think in your life changed this year that got you to this point to need to do that?
Well, like we had a kid, had another child. Okay. Yeah. I'm not making excuses or
anything
like that, but
it's, there are reasons,
but life changes, you know, we had our, you know, second baby in June, and obviously along with that comes more responsibility and more, you know, well, not more, but less sleep and less frequent gym sessions, or if you're in the gym, maybe you're just not quite all the way there. Like, sure. You know, you're not really hitting time, or you're not hitting it as hard as you normally do.
Yeah. It's time more like the minimum effective dosage. You're just getting it in. There's not so much a planned progression to it. It's just do the work and get back to life. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Sure. And then, you know, time, you know, we're talking about doing, being more active outside of the gym, and, you know, time to do those other things just gets a little bit tighter. So it's not that it's impossible. Like, of course it is, but, you just get sidetracked, or not really sidetracked, but life changes and you have to adapt. And, I didn't gain, you know, I sound like I gained 20 pounds this year. Like I hover I hover in there anyways. Like I 217, 222 is pretty normal for me. Like I'm taller guy, you know, but to come back down towards that like 210 range, give or take, is just a again, it's kind of an arbitrary goal, but it's a focal point for me to get back to being more strict with myself in terms of like dietary habits and just activity levels and stuff like that. So
cool. Well, before we started recording too, you mentioned being pain-free. And then
So you want me to go down all three of mine?
Yeah, let's go through it. Yeah.
Yeah. So this one is very prevalent. Yeah. So back in October, I was doing some heavy back squats and kind of tweaked my back. And now my back is better, but I have like this radiating, like the sciatic nerve pain going down one of my legs. This is pretty common. I mean, this happens to weightlifters pretty often, you know, so it's not like a shocking thing. But I tell you what, it
comes
sucks
with the territory. Yeah.
Yeah. It does. But man, is it painful. So one of my other goals is to be pain free. And I think again, realistically, that's going to happen probably within the next, you know, 3 months. Mm-hmm. And which is nice, but it takes work, and it takes like, you know, I'm going to see PTs, I'm going to see chiropractors, and I'm taking all this advice in and doing exercises on my own, because just having two small kids, you're hinging over a lot. And not to mention, it's just like a quality of life thing. Like you want to go to the gym and you want to exercise and you want to do all these things, and you can't without being in like a lot of pain or adjusting things. So that's definitely one of my goals. If I'm being honest, probably the top goal right now is to get out of pain.
Well, that affects your entire being.
Yeah.
Everything.
Totally. Yeah. Totally. So that's one of them. And then, I made a lifetime goal. Do you want to hear my lifetime goal?
Yeah.
So my son Milo turned 4 on December 19th. Happy birthday, Milo. Yeah. And I picked him up and I squatted him 4 times.
Nice.
All right. And so what's interesting, going back to the back pain, is there's certain movements that don't bother me.
Yeah.
Like picking him up kind of hurt, but I can squat, you know, once I'm in an upright position. But, you know, whatever. It's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
My goal, this is my lifetime goal. Until his 18th birthday, I want to squat him how many reps
his birthday
he is old.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's
so
awesome.
So as he gets bigger and heavier, I want to be able
to. Will there
to,
be
know,
photos too? To like, there yeah, should
gonna,
be. There needs to be.
I'm going to start
photo
a YouTube
series,
channel.
Yeah.
That's the only video on the YouTube channel.
Oh, man. It'd be so fun if there was like a video thing where you just like had a video of him squatting as you come up. He's the next year. As you come down, he's the next year. He comes down, he's the next year.
Dude,
I'll help you edit it, dude, if you want. But yeah,
dude, that's pretty cool.
That'd be fun.
I hadn't thought much about that, but that would be cool.
Yeah, it would.
I have to give that some thought.
Okay.
But either way, I was like, I want to do this, and I'm gonna commit to that. So as I get older, which is crazy, we're not gonna talk about age, because by the time he's 18, how old am I gonna be? I don't want to talk about it.
Well, why stop at 18 though?
Well, that's just like, I figured,
yeah,
he's going to be off to college and things like that. Yeah. At least go to there.
You fly out to his college just to squat him on his birthday.
I just like
dude, just we got to keep it going. Like, yeah.
Knock on his dorm room. I'm like, let's go, son.
Yeah. Like, that'd be amazing.
Oh my God. So yeah, I was like, yeah, I'm gonna go for this. So that's my like big like.
That's super fun, man. Goal,
you know, but it's fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those two things again. I mean, those three things, but most of all, like. Obviously being in pain all the time, like I really want to put that to rest. So I'm putting a lot of energy into doing what I need to do to be pain-free. And so that combined with losing a little bit of weight and what that's really going to entail, like those are my primaries right now. So that's what I'm going for.
Really solid, man. I like those.
Yeah.
Well, you're taking the injury seriously too. You know, you're not just like pushing it off and saying, oh, I could work through the pain. Like a lot of people tend to do. Which is so unfair to their happiness, their health, and their ability to continue moving forward rather than to put themselves in the situation where it's like, well, I got injured. And then so like everything falls off the map, you know, and then, you know, a year later, they're like, oh, I should probably get back to things because I've been avoiding or denying it. And so good on you. You know?
This happened to me. This happened to me maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and I lifted on it forever before I finally gave in and was like, "I have to do something about this." Mm-hmm. And then from that point, it was literally like 3 months, and I was pain free, and I've been pain free for 4.5 years. So it was like I wasted a ton of time, and so this time when it happened, I knew right away. I was like, "I'm gonna call PT guy." I already have a bunch of exercises that I know that I can start. Yeah. It was just like immediate action.
Boom.
So that's what we're doing.
Nice. That's really great. I love that.
Yeah. All right, man. Chris, it's time.
All right.
It's time for you to share what's on your mind.
Well, speaking of lower back pain, I'm just making sure my heating pad on my back is cranked up to the top notch here. So let's just start with that. So, my goals are also pain-free. I've not had any prolonged pain or anything like that, but more or less fresh this week was bending down to pick up a couple of like 55-pound dumbbells to go into like a chest press on bench. I basically pulled something in my lower back. Like, I don't know what it was. I just went to go pull them out of there, and I just felt this like sharp pain, and I had to go lay down on the floor and be like, ow, 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 what is this? And just kind of like let it do its thing. And then, you know, long story short, got some muscle relaxers from a friend, helped tremendously. What magic science is. And, you know, just heating, icing, doing the ibuprofen, gabapentin every 6 hours rotation, and just kind of keeping that going. And it's been night and day. And this just happened Monday, and today is Wednesday. Mm. So I already feel great. I'm probably going to go into the gym today to train and just train around it and avoid any sort of hinging. I'll give your walking lunges, even though that's in my part of my program today. I'll probably just do them. But because you're right, because I was doing some like lunge type stretching. And, you know, arching back kind of in that yoga movement and then bending down. And I did feel relief on that segment of my back. So, so that's a huge thing. So hopefully going into the new year, obviously not feeling this and continuing to venture down the path of what everyone already knows, which is I'm trying to bulk over this winter with Josh's guidance and coaching. And so far, so good. As mentioned on a previous episode, like I'm starting to fill out this He Is Legend t-shirt some more. So that feels good. The thickness is happening. I'm calling it the thickening.
I love it.
Dude, the thickening. It's great. And I'm loving it. I'm just loving the process. I'm loving just showing up. Eating is not so much the chore anymore. It's something I kind of look forward to, just like literally pounding food. And it being my job and realizing at the end of the day, like, all right, I got 25 grams of protein left. I've got 15 grams of fat, maybe less, as you know, with how things have been going, and then like a decent amount of carbs. So it's like, I've just been loving keeping things in rotation, keeping it simple, but also having the flexibility and the openness with this time of year, which is seasonal, like holidays and things like that, more holiday gatherings. I may have a little more alcohol that I tend to partake in, little things like that, but making it work. And so far, so good. I'm loving my results. My body composition is holding steady. I'm creeping into the 191 level of weight now. So like things are just up and up, man. We're cruising. We're going steady. So I think, I have a check-in with you this Sunday, which I believe will be probably my fourth check-in. And we're going to continue to do the monthly winter bulk updates on the show. So we'll have one for you in January, February, March, and then April is my deadline for the full 6-month stint of this you know, goal setting. So, and then see what I look like in April. We'll do an aggressive deficit for fat loss because I just want to get the fat loss portion over with and cruise right into summer, maintaining, not tracking,
maintenance,
living my life, being outdoors more, being in the gym less, all the things we've talked about. Outside of fitness and nutrition type goals, you know, I want to travel more. I want to be able to utilize this, the freedom of, like, you know, the schedule, the autonomy of being a remote nutrition coach and stuff like that. Use my passport. You know, I went to Iceland and Costa Rica this year. Sorry, Costa Rica this year in January. And then last year I went to Iceland in October.
Yeah. That's
so great. Yeah, there, I want to travel to magical places and go on vacations and things with my friends. So, just the to end the year on, I'm already starting that with I'm going to Austin New Year's Eve weekend with my friend Kelly, and we're going to go out there. We're going to see a live podcast taping of the Kill Tony podcast in the HEB Arena. The night before, we're going to go check out Joe Rogan's Comedy Mothership Club and see a comedy showcase there. And then I come back on Monday. It's just like a quick little jaunt. I haven't been to Austin since our last staff retreat in, what, 4 or 5 years ago. And so it'll be cool just to kind of like be back there under different circumstances and just a quick little trip. And then that's how I'm ending and beginning my year. And so,
yeah, it's cool.
And doing my most favorite thing in the world, which is watching stand-up comedy and laughing with other people, with a room full of people. Like, it's my favorite.
That's cool.
And so, yeah. And I think, yeah, just, getting a travel fund going, you know, getting things, shaping up finances and things like that, and just making it so I could go and experience more of the world around me, you know? So
love it.
Yep. So that's, yeah, that's my goals where they stand. And you notice how I didn't say trail running. So
yeah. I felt bad about that. I kind of threw you under the bus last episode.
That's okay. I'm fully willing to admit that I do not enjoy. No. And, but I love that, but you know what I mean? But it could just be a thing I do without so much having so much intention.
Sure.
You know what I mean? I might just do it as I feel about it, and it may just be a casual thing, and I'm totally cool with that. You know, I mean, who knows how I'm going to feel after I put on all this muscle and I feel whatever, you know what I mean? We'll see.
Yeah. Sometimes that's the stuff that sticks is the stuff that you just kind of start to do. Mm-hmm. And then like a couple weeks in, you're like, oh, I'm still doing that thing.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. And then you got to get out of your own way sometimes. Sure. You just got to kind of keep doing it without overthinking it. So, yeah, I just think about, I mean, I haven't been to Colorado in many, many, many years, but I still remember going to like the Flatirons.
Yeah.
And then we were staying with someone that had her parents were all the way across Colorado in Grand Junction. So we basically went from Denver to Grand Junction. And we got to just drive straight across the state. It was
I-70.
It was awesome. Yeah. Dude, it was awesome. But I guess my point is like just having the amount of like cool trails and recreation areas that you guys have out there is just like, it would be so easy.
Plentiful.
To go out and just hike and walk and just be out there, you know? Super cool.
And I've been slacking on that, understandably. Like this winter, I haven't been out more. I'm realizing like I haven't been out on too many hikes and things like that. Like life has just kind of shifted, and I've just kind of my priorities and things are elsewhere. And so I'm realizing the effect that that's having on not getting out into nature as much in that place that I also enjoy. And so, I'm working on making that better. But also I've got my Jeep back up in tip-top shape and things, which was like a small setback there. But like, it's outdoor four-wheeling, hiking, maybe some trail runs, camping.
Cool.
I'm so stoked for that. So
dig it, man.
It'll be a good time. So, all right. How about we get into other coaches' goals?
That's right.
Yeah.
So I'm pulling them up over here.
Cool.
Let's see here. Who do we want to start with? Like, we could just go back and forth because it looks like there's four people submitted. So let's go ahead. I'm gonna start with Taylor.
Cool.
Yes. Because Taylor, I work with Taylor. She is one of my clients, quote unquote, but obviously she's a WAG coach. And we've done some really cool stuff together as far as getting her prepared for multiple weightlifting competitions. And she even competed internationally this year, which was a huge deal, of course. Mm-hmm. But recently, she suffered a pretty traumatic injury on the platform, unfortunately. And it was an elbow hyperextension. And it was pretty gnarly. And that's putting it mildly, of course.
Yeah, watching the video made my entirety, my whole being hurt. Watching that.
It was she, when it happened, I was, you know, texting her, you know, during the weigh-in and all that stuff. And, you know, after it all happened, we were texting back and forth, and she said, "Do you want to see the video?" And I said, I did this emoji face.
Yeah. That emoji face,
you know? For you listening, that's the gritting your teeth.
Yeah. The showing the teeth.
And I said, yeah. And she sent it, and I was like, oh, man. So anyways, Taylor, obviously super strong, really driven to be the best athlete she can be.
Absolutely.
Her goal for 2024 is to come back stronger from that traumatic injury, both mentally and physically, and compete at Nationals in June, having that as her comeback meet. Yeah. So very, very cool.
Look at you go, Taylor. Yeah.
I know, right? So this goes for just about any goal, I would say. When you have a deadline, that makes things real.
Mm.
It's like if you want to sign up for, you know, say, again, I'll pick on Chris for a minute, running. Say Chris wants to run a Spartan race.
Yeah.
He can say that, oh, yeah, this year is my year. I'm going to do a Spartan race. I'm finally going to do it. As soon as he signs up for that Spartan race on the 4th of July weekend or arbitrary date, whatever it is, all of a sudden – it becomes real.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, here we go.
You've put
and
a destination on your map. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And all of a sudden, like, you don't have to, I mean, of course you have to put work in, but there's something that happens mentally. And it's like, things just start. You're like, okay, now I have to put in the miles.
Mm.
How am I going to do that? I want to make sure that I'm cross training. How am I going to do that? And you start to piece things together. And so I, the fact that she already has a goal, June is going to be my comeback meet. Yeah.
Before she's even awesome. Healed from her injury, she set that's that right. goal. Like, that's impressive.
That's right.
Yeah. That's determination right there.
For sure. And you can, I mean, if you're listening to this or watching and listening to this, if you want to follow her recovery journey, she's sharing quite a bit. You can look her up on Instagram, Taylor_bug, and follow up with her because she's making it happen, which is really cool. But that was one of our submissions. What, Chris, why don't you go ahead and grab another one?
All right, let's see. So I really like Amy's here. So our fellow coach, Amy Locati in Walla Walla, Washington. she kind of divided hers into, Walla Walla, into health and wellness, fitness, and then adventure, which I love. So starting with her health and wellness goals, she has putting an emphasis on recovery by incorporating sauna and cold plunge contrast therapy twice a week and continuing with her daily walks in the morning for light exposure and probably just a mood boost and just setting the positive tone and intention for the day, which is fantastic. That's right up Amy's alley for sure. That's what she's all about. In regards to her fitness, she wants to get a strict bar muscle up, which – that'll be impressive.
Ooh,
yeah. That's awesome. Amy's a strong person and I have no doubt she'll get there. And she plans on finding a program to follow with specific drills to accomplish this. So how about that? So not only a goal, but a roadmap of how to get to that goal specific. That's awesome. That's what we look for when we set goals. And then finally, for her adventure, living in the beautiful state of Washington, similar to Colorado, you know, she's she's going to complete another backpacking trip this fall. Will depend on lotteries, but perhaps the full Wonderland Trail, Yosemite, or Cirque of the Towers. So, again, specific, pinpointed, achievable, you know, right there.
Exactly. So,
I think that's pretty phenomenal.
I think that just, again, going along with a deadline and going along with like a target, like I admittedly am not sure about the full Wonderland Trail and the lottery system that they do for that.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that that happens at a specific time of year. So she has a target. It's like, okay, I want to be in good enough shape. If I get pulled for this, I want to be ready to go. And so I love that.
Yeah.
That once again, similar to Taylor's, direction, a goal, and then you can create that roadmap.
Totally.
Very cool. Let's see here. Coach Tara. Also, I've worked with her for many years as well.
Yeah. Also very strong.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Lives out in Arizona, so she's a big time, like, enjoys the outdoor stuff too. She shared with us, she said sleep is a big goal of hers. I started paying more attention to sleep and recovery this year, and I want to further improve and commit to 8 hours on average for the week. again,
8 hours a night, target. I imagine, not 8 hours total for the week.
Yeah. Average. Well, averaging 8 hours over the course of the week.
Yeah, I love that.
It's like if some nights are less than eight, if some nights are more than eight, like if it balances out to eight, I think that's the means. Yeah.
Tight.
Which again, there we are, a specific target, mm-hmm. a specific goal. You can develop your plans much
measurable. Much she more can easily. Measure that.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. She goes on to say screen time. I want to decrease screen time and use that time for something more valuable, which I love that.
Very cool.
Something that we could all do a little bit more. Learning, family time, hobbies, you know, stuff like that. And then lastly, fitness, thinking about signing up for another half marathon and getting back into running again. So
nice.
There you go. There's a little bit of everything. There's some personal goals, you know, with the sleep, and then there's hobbies, you know, i.e. getting off your screen and doing something else, mm-hmm. you know, instead, and then get your fitness goal. So that's a really well-rounded, you know, approach to your year, you know, covering all the bases there.
The thing that stands out there too to me is that with her reducing of screen time means a prioritization of her time to commit to other things that she also finds valuable or more valuable than doom scrolling, being in front of a screen, whatever, you know what I mean? We're all guilty of to some extent, you know, we just want to dissociate for a little while, but at the same time, you know, a lot of people go through life saying, oh, I don't have time, I don't have time. And really, if you just change that to, I didn't prioritize that thing, look at what changes about the way you talk about the things that you're not able to do. You know, like the simple thing of like, I've been saying for the past week, I need to give my dogs a bath. You know, like I gotta give my dogs a bath, and it's like I woke up, I'm like, oh, I haven't done it, and it's like I didn't have time for it. Then, no, you fool, you had time for it, you just didn't prioritize it. So what I did, I prioritized it, and I got it done. Simple little things, right? It's just a little tweak of the way you focus on things. So so to round out this episode and end it, we'll end it with our Brittany Werner. She is our director of coaching here at WAG. She's like our mother hen. She oversees us all. She carries a lot of weight here at WAG, and we appreciate and love her. And so Brittany, her goals, she mentioned, are sustainability and less of like a hustle culture. So leaning more into the idea of better is better, not more is better. And I love this because there is that sense of like, social media, other people, this comparison game that we play, you know, seeing like the success of others and the things that they take on and the loads they carry and all that stuff. And we just want to be like, we think that like doing more is somehow more incentivized, valued, or appreciated in society.
Altruistic.
Like
virtuous.
Like, if you're going to reach your goals, you got to stay up until 2 a.m. working on your business or this hustle or this thing you're doing. And when really, that kind of comes down to what I said earlier, which is a prioritization of your time. You know, like we all have the same amount of time in the day, but it's how with the things that we have to get done, the things that we have to do, and the way we structure to fit in, like, okay, I'm going to commit 1 hour to this thing, and you get to check that box because you showed up and you did that thing. And then maybe tomorrow you give it another hour of your time, and maybe you give it 2 hours, and things just become things that you're determined to do rather than things that you're waiting to find time to get to. Which I think is great.
I agreed.
And I love her statement of better is better, not more is better. So what I'm hearing is quality over quantity. So she's focusing her attention on the things that stand to bring her more in return for her investment of time and energy, rather than chasing a bunch of little things, maybe half-assedly, and not getting anywhere, right? Too many pots on the stove, if you will. And so what I'm hearing is not half-assing, but full-assing things, you know?
That's one of my favorite.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite sayings.
Me too. Yep.
Whole ass.
Whole asset. Yeah.
I love that. It's so easy to get sucked into that kind of like that culture. So
for sure.
So yeah. Respect. I like it.
Yeah. Thank you all the coaches who participated in this. We appreciate you.
Yeah, we appreciate that. And we'll probably bring you back, and we'll bring them back and see how things are going.
Yeah.
In upcoming episodes. We would like to know what your goals are. So if you're watching this on YouTube, drop it in the comments.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this, then you can think about them and transport those thoughts to us telepathically.
Yeah.
and we'll pick up on those.
Or if you're on Spotify, like Spotify, you can leave a comment on Spotify if you're listening there.
Okay, Spotify.
You can just leave a comment about the episode, not even a review per se, but just your thoughts, comments, like
comment.
Good episode, whatever. Or these are my goals.
There we go.
Yeah, that would be cool. We'd love to hear them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, whether you're a client of WAG or not, too. Like that, this is everyone.
That's right.
You know?
This is everyone. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And don't think about it like a New Year's resolution. Just think about something that maybe you just want to like tackle throughout the year. Like it doesn't have to have like some sort of special title to it. You know, it's like if there's something maybe you didn't do in 2023 that you're like, you know, that would be really cool if I did that.
Yeah.
And then there you go. You got your goal. Boom. No big deal.
Yep.
But yeah, we would love to hear it, gang. So that's our episode for today.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone. We appreciate you all.
Yeah. Yeah. And we'll see you guys in 2024. See you guys next time. Hey.